Hello, sweet one. So, a little bit of a change from the kinds of things I normally talk to you about today. This time I'm not going to be focusing on all the pleasure I can bring you, or the way I'm going to fuck with your head, or... I'm just going to talk a little bit about one of my interests. I hope that's okay. And it's completely fine if, as I'm talking, you feel like you're kind of zoning out or whatever. I know that my voice does things to you, so just hear me out. You can listen along, but don't be too concerned about following my little rant. I wanted to talk to you about neuroscience and all the stuff about brains that I've been hyper-focusing on recently. So I wanted to start by talking about the way that brains process information. It's kind of amazing when you think about it, how much information our bodies are receiving at any one time. Like literally millions of pieces of information about the world around us, our emotions, our bodies, from all these different sources, from our, you know, breath in our body, from our feeling of whatever is on our skin, and well, you know, every sense really. What you can see right now, or whether your eyes are closed. The sensations on your fingertips. Any kind of touch, really. Even the taste inside your mouth. Everything you can hear, like my voice in your ears as you listen. Your mind is processing so much every moment. And the thing that really interests me is how little we really can pay attention to. Like right now, I know you're completely focused on my voice and all the little sounds all around. Well, if you hear them for just a while, your mind is drawn straight back to my voice because that's what your mind knows to select for right now. It's what's important right now is that you listen. And the other sensations of your body, maybe they're fading away. Maybe they're not even relevant right now. So your brain just processes them away, pairs everything down so that your experience of the world is just more simple somehow, you know? And I think that's incredible that our minds are capable of so many things, things that we're conscious of and things that we're not conscious of. And in fact, that makes me think a little bit about how memory works. You know, did you know if you take, like, there was a study and they took people and they told them that there was a car crash and they made them watch this video. I know it's all a bit stressful, but when they asked them if the car had smashed into each other, loads more people, well, they experienced the memory of smashed glass, right? And this was in contrast to if they said the car had hit each other, where people remembered the video as a less severe crash. The words we use and the things we imply are so powerful in the way that our memory works. And memory, I mean, there's different kinds of memory, right? There's the working memory, there's the long-term memory, there's declarative memory, which is the stuff you can actually tell people that you recall, you know. There's all these different ways that brains work together, and that's without even thinking about the way a brain works, right? All the things that are firing off inside. The stuff that you can consciously recall is not necessarily the stuff that you unconsciously recall. They're really distinct things. And even when we retrieve memories, we can change them, if we can retrieve them, because the process of retrieving memories can change the way that you think about them and then fundamentally change the memory itself. Isn't that amazing? Brains are so cool. They work on so many different levels and we understand so little about them. Oh gosh, oh. I'm really tired. It doesn't matter if you've been drifting off a bit yourself. Maybe getting a little, you know, sleepier. I often find when someone's just kind of talking at me a little bit that my brain really switches off. My brain just really shuts down. And sometimes it's nice to just let someone's words wash over me, especially when they're speaking in a kind of level, soothing voice. And I'm not really processing the information anymore. I'm just sort of letting it go. I'm just letting it go and pass through. And I know that if anything's important, I'm sure I'll pick it up and I'll pick up the bits that I need to, and the rest, well, the rest is just filler, right? The rest just sort of drifts away and doesn't need to be held onto or stored.
I'm yawning again.
Oh, are you feeling a bit tired? Maybe that's what you need, just a little rest, you know? Just a rest while you just listen to what I'm saying, but you don't really listen and you let everything just drop away. You have been so tired, your brain's so overworked. Maybe you just need to drop away a little bit in that soothing place where my voice just moves around and through you into all the places that it needs to go. Now, right now, I want you to get a pen, and I want you to grab that pen, and I want you to write on yourself a little figure of eight, an infinity symbol, maybe on your wrist or your arm, somewhere that you won't see it straight away, but somewhere that you'll see it as soon as you move about. At some point today, you'll notice it. You're going to draw that infinity symbol on your arm, and it's going to act as a symbol of my control, anchoring it into you. And when you notice it later, you're going to feel so good. That's it. You're going to feel so controlled. So draw that on yourself. Doesn't matter. Moving around doesn't disrupt that lovely, relaxed feeling you have in your mind right now. That lazy, lethargic listening that you're doing right now. It's like your mind is just running over it all. Running over it in that way that you can just process and listen and... As soon as you've done that symbol, you can go back to the position you're in, something so comfortable to listen, feeling so tired, so sleepy, so soothed by my voice. That's it. Oh, it's been a long day, hasn't it? It's been such a long day. Such a long day, and you deserve a little time to yourself, don't you? A little time to switch off. A little time to let go. A little time to just, well, put behind you everything that happened and focus on what's about to happen instead. You'll feel so much better. You'll feel so much better for this rest, for this break, for this rupture in the day, for this just easy time where you don't have to think about anything, do you? You can just think about how nice it feels to relax. You can just think about how good it feels just to be listening to my voice this whole time. How wonderful it feels to just lose yourself, to lose your mind, to just focus on me, to just focus on those feelings in your body, to just focus on the trance and how good it's been just to lay there listening, not having to do anything, right? Yeah. It's been so good just to lay there and let me talk about the things that I'm so passionate about. Because yeah, that car thing is incredible, isn't it? That idea that, well, people think that memory is more about like the way that brains, brains are a journal. And brains aren't like a journal at all. They have all these neurons and they're all firing away all the time. And they're more like an association machine. Like, in this study with the car, people just associated something different, so something changed. I think that's incredible. Minds can just be so flexible like that, their associations so different, connecting parts that wouldn't have been connected otherwise. And sometimes, you know, you walk into a room and you might be smelling something so subtle that you wouldn't maybe consciously pick up, but unconsciously you have. You've absorbed something and you don't even consciously remember it, but there's something that influences you anyway. I think that's amazing. And scent is so powerful, isn't it? Scent is such a powerful emotional thing. I don't know. I think we know so little about the way things like pheromones work, right? But I guess that's another thing about thinking about the way that brains process information. You know, like I said, there was like millions of things that you're processing at any one time, millions of pieces of information flying into your head, but your brain is so attuned at selecting for the things that you need in that moment, the things that are relevant in that moment. Brains are so good at paring everything down and giving us this little, well, way to see the world that basically matches with our expectations, right? And that's the interesting part. Whatever we expect to happen is the thing that we experience, more or less. If you think about pain, for example, how different it is if someone's in pain and they're expecting pain. Well, that pain is going to be so much more severe, isn't it? So much more pronounced than if they think that it's going to be gentle and easy and no one feels pain at this, so why would you? Because we make that association, we make that assumption, and so it changes our whole experience of the world. Okay, I can tell that you've switched off a bit, so try and wake yourself up a little, and I'll do the same. Let's have a little stretch or something. Oh, sorry, I'm terrible for this kind of info dump. I just love talking about brains and hypnosis and all of those wonderful things, as you know. And I promise I'll get back to more kind of sexy files at some point soon. But for now, I just really wanted a place. Maybe I should have gone to TikTok. I'm sorry. To talk about all this stuff that was making me feel so excited. So thank you for listening and relaxing. I know that I always want to be a place where you can look back and just think about how good it was to just relax and listen to my voice, to just lay there and enjoy it, you know? So, thank you for listening. And I'll resume the sexy hypnotic file soon. Until then, be a good, obedient thing for me.